This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people still without power and others preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry makes its way through Louisiana. It came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm would continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the regional administration said another 56 people were wounded. As AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports, Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo has described the attack as one of the wicked and cowardly attacks by terrorists against Somali people. Authorities say a widespread power shortage in Manhattan left businesses without electricity. Elevators stuck and subway cars stalled. Power reportedly went out early Saturday evening at much of Rockefeller Center, reached the Upper West Side. This is VOA News. And power was slowly restored to Manhattan after the portion of it was plunged into darkness Saturday. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the outage started at 6:47 p.m. Before 11 p.m., the lights were starting to come back on. Con Edison said about 72,000 customers, residents, and businesses were without power. John McAvoy is Con Edison CEO and says that they still haven't determined an exact cause.
It does not appear related to excessive load as sometimes has occurred in the past. When we have an incident like this, we focus first on isolation of the failed equipment or the most likely failed equipment, and then restoration of the customers. And then when customers are restored, when we really do the full root cause investigation to identify.
Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. The outage happened on the 42nd anniversary of the New York City outage in the midst of a heat wave in 1977. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital, Khartoum, and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of the autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. The marches mark 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protester sit-in and outside military headquarters in Khartoum on June 3rd. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and subsequent crackdown. Authorities, however, put the death toll at 61, including three from security forces. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of several thousand-strong march in Hong Kong Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over each other, with some falling to the ground. As AP's Charles de la Desma reports, the violence followed a mostly peaceful protest.
The territory's latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.